from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Sports Radio 929 Game and 929game.com. Sam Crenshaw with you, with Noel on the other side of the glass. Man, we just enjoy talking with Coley Harvey all the way from the Olympics in Paris. And great having him talk about what his experience has been like there for the last couple of weeks and as it comes down to a close. But, of course, we said the Olympics is closing down right as we get start football season. It's all timing out just right now as we get set for football. And we're going to get you started here this week with the Corky Kale Dave Hunter Kickoff Classic as the high school football season gets going. And, of course, that means we're going to be getting started with the high school scoreboard show. And that means my partner in crime, my sidekick, man, I can't wait to get together with this guy. We always have the best time. Chris Parker joining me now on the waitfor.com hotline. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
We're doing great. We're talking to you. We're doing fantastic.
Man. It's been a long time, Sam. It's coming back.
It's been a minute. We're about to get things started. And, my goodness, so much has happened. We always talk about the things that have taken place during the in-between times. Obviously, a reclassification, which is something that always people talk about. They amended the NIL deal for high school. All those things are off the field. We're going to put the teams on the field and start playing games this week.
Yeah, man.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's going to be exciting. The off-season really used to be all about, you know, weightlifting, training. You know, the football kind of disappeared for a while, and you just show up about this time with everybody's a little bit bigger, a little bit faster, and, you know, you're ready to go. But it's still that. But, man, isn't there a lot of other things going on? You know, people change schools. You know, there's NIL. There's coaches change more often. Classification change, you know. So now the off season is just the time they don't play football. There's news all year.
There really is.
They don't play, right?
I mean, you get players in the transfer portal. We got coaches in the transfer portal. We had two coaches come all the way from Arizona to be assistant coaches at Griffin. Well, we ain't getting into all that this morning. But you know, it's amazing how it all changes. And I'm sure it's been interesting for you to your perspective on seeing all these things happen.
Yeah, it's just different. But it's still exciting. You know, it's still, no matter what the rules are, no matter how the offseason goes, Sam, it still eventually gets down to kids, you know, 15, 16, 17, 18-year-old kids, go represent their communities, having a good time, you know, the band, the cheerleaders, the concession stand, the whole deal. You know, that's ultimately what you get into. We get there a little differently now than we did years ago, but it's still that same great moment starting this Friday night.
I got to let you stick your chest out a little bit. I saw an overhead view of the facility up at Pickens, and you guys got a nice new look up there, Coach.
Yeah. We've been very fortunate. You know, the last several years, got great facilities. The community is very supportive of that. You know, not just football, but, you know, in all of our sports, we got great facilities. Really proud of our place. You know, and control what we can control to make it something that players can be proud of, community can be proud of. And facilities now is a big part of it, as you know.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I saw a picture of that the other day. I said, boy, that's sharp. I got to let Coach know. This is great looking stuff.
Yeah. They got some good people in charge of that place, you know.
Yeah. How about that? Folks, spending time on the wait for it. Come out live with Chris Parker. All right, we're going to start these games. And you know, it all starts Wednesday at 4:30 with Douglas. And, of course, they're a great project that has been going on. Coach Richard done a tremendous job. They're taking on LaGrange. When a lot of people know that Valdosta has won more games than anybody else in the state, they don't know who the number two team. That is LaGrange, and they're in the Corky Kale Classic. They're going to play at 4:30. It's going to be a little warm, Coach.
It's going to be a little warm at 4:30, Sam. I'm going to probably have to watch that one on TV. Okay? It's going to be 72 at my house when that one comes on. But, you know, what's great about the Corky Kale is it's just a staple now. It's the standard in the whole country, really, for starting high school football. I want to say maybe Hawaii plays a game. Last week they got an odd schedule, but in the continental U.S., I think we're the first people that go, you know, starting Wednesday. And to do that, you've got to play at some odd times, right, to have all the games on TV. So you're going to see the 4:30 game. You see a 2 o'clock game on Friday, you know, and a 5 o'clock game. Those are all different. But it gives these young people a chance to do something that they wouldn't be able to do otherwise, okay? And I tell you what stood out to me, Sam, as I looked at the schedule, because I knew you were going to ask me, is how many different school districts are represented.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, because you've been around a while, the Corky Kale Classic, you know, now Corky Kale Dave Hunter, was basically started by Corky Kale and Dave Hunter, right? And they represented Cobb and Gwinnett County, you know, two great places. So you would see Brookwood and McEachern and Walton and North Gwinnett, and this is who plays, right? And they still play too. But look at how many teams you got. Douglas in Atlanta, Atlanta Public Schools, playing a team from LaGrange, you know, Troop County. You know, and then you're looking at teams, you know, like South Paulding County and Fulton County Schools and Prince Avenue from Athens. So it's really gone from just two metro counties to most of North Georgia,
yeah,
you know, being represented.
Yeah, well, we got Houston County coming too. Now, don't leave out the folks in Central Georgia.
Middle Georgia.
Don't leave out the folks in Middle Georgia.
Yeah, sorry, didn't mean to offend those. I know they're listening.
We will be on for the nightcap. And there's been a backstory with this game that has happened the last couple of days that we're going to be doing. Arguably, I think, on paper, probably the best game of the week is Friday night, the 8 o'clock game at Barron Stadium in Rome between Creekside in Rome. Two tremendous programs, two great, led by two great coaches. But an incident with the Rome team is something that just a reminder as we start the season of what can be. And we hope that everybody's going to be okay with that situation.
Yeah, the Rome bus on the run from the scrimmage had an accident, no fault of their own. Had, you know, somebody on the other side cross over and hit the bus and actually knocked the bus over. You know, for anybody listening that didn't get my joke otherwise, I work in the school system, right? I'm big up in the school system, telling you a bus doesn't ever hardly turn over, Sam. Yeah. It's nearly impossible. So it's a pretty big impact. Luckily, as I understand it, it could, you know, obviously could have been way worse on the injuries. But, yeah, real quick, can go from, you know, what's fun and talking about high school football and having a good time to realizing what's really important real quick. So I know that had to be a scary time for those guys and Coach Reed and staff, but, you know, excited they can get back to, you know, as best they can, get back to normal as quick as we can.
Yeah, that's what they look to get back on the field, and that game is coming up this Friday night. Looking forward to being on the call with you for that one. Anybody you looking forward to seeing? This Douglas County team I've heard so much about, and I talked with Coach Johnny White, had him on. I can't wait to get a look at this team and see what they're looking like. Obviously, the usual cast of characters, your Carrollton and your Bufords, mm-hmm. and your Graysons, but I throw Milton as well. But this is the team I'm throwing in. Like, okay, I can't wait to see these guys.
Yeah, for the Corky Kale, I think Douglas County's probably the most interesting team. You know, they traditionally had a good football team, but they hadn't moved into the upper echelon of football programs. You know, the top four, seven teams in the state. And last year they kind of did. You know, they weren't too far from playing for the state championship. Lost to Wilbert in the semifinals. This year, I think they've gotten a couple of guys that were really talented moved in there. I think one from Cedar Grove, ironically, so that'll make that game a little interesting. But they've got a great coach. He had a beautiful facility. Talk about facilities. Mm-hmm. They built a beautiful facility a few years ago, and the program's kind of taken off with that. It's interesting how that works, the pride that it builds in a community. And so, yeah, I'm excited to see Douglas County, but, you know, I know we're calling the game probably around the same time, and I'm excited about Roman Creekside.
Yeah.
But Buford and Milton, I think, play around the same time.
Yep.
You might not find a better game anywhere than that one.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think they're on GPB, but that's a good that's too heavyweight. Milton's got almost everybody back from state championship team in what was 7A last year,
mm-hmm.
and now they're in the second highest classification, which is now 5A. And they've got most of the team back. I mean, they're scary good, and Buford's always scary good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that should be good. So, I mean, what happens, though, Sam, with six classifications, and that's the big story, I think, for the year, one less state champion, right?
Right.
And, you know, every year, you looked at last year, Buford, Carrollton, Walton, these were all teams that I thought were plenty state championship worthy, right? Colquitt County. I think any of those could have been the state champion in what we called 7A.
Right.
And Milton was. Well, now you're going to have even more teams disappointed, right, at the end of the year, because only one can win it. And now you're looking at six class instead of seven, one less team's winning the whole thing, makes for more competition, better stories for me and you.
Hell yeah.
But one more disappointed team, right?
That's how it works. It's going to work this year, folks. Spending time on the waitfor.com hotline. Chris Parker, he is social. You can always find him at Chris_Parker222. Chris_Parker222. You know, what have you been passing along to coaches? Because you love to do things to support the coaches, obviously, with Parker Resources. What are some things that you worked on that you're rolling out just in time for the start of the season?
Yeah, you know, good question, Sam. You know, this actually marks my sixth year not coaching football, you know? And what that does is you get further and further away from exactly what they ought to do on the field, X and O's. You know, every year you get a further away from that when you're not in the mix there. So I haven't worked – every year I worked a little bit less, and this would have been the least I've done, you know, working with coaches on what they need to be running, offensively, defense, best teams. I mean, you know, I've got my opinion, but it hasn't shown up in 6 or 7 years to be true. So if I spent most of my time now really working
on leadership development, working on how to be a better leader. Mm-hmm. And that permeates into my real job, you know, as a superintendent, and it moves into working with these coaches, athletic directors, on how to be better leaders, how to gain leadership out of their kids. And so it's really kind of shifted and probably will continue to do so more from, you know, you only need to punt in these situations to, hey, how are we developing these players to be leaders on the team when we have to punt and it's a tough situation? Yeah. You know what I mean?
No, yeah.
Like, I still got that other stuff, but as I grow new things, you know, it's what am I comfortable with right now is more developing leadership, talking about how to organize things, how to practice better by being more organized or having better leadership, and not telling them how to practice, if right. That makes sense.
Right, right, yeah. Right. And you find the successful programs, they have that organization right now. Mm-hmm. With all the things that go on, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, that's what I'm saying. So my focus has been more on organization, more on leadership, and probably less on the X and O part of it. But don't get me wrong, Sam, I still got a game or two left in me. I get out there and coach the ball team up if need be. I'm just saying I don't tell them what to do.
Yeah. But you know what? Coaches around the area, you appreciate that because sometimes you just need that reminder. You know?
Right.
And I think that's what you're providing.
I appreciate it, Sam. Yeah, it's good. Hey, just a few more days, man. We're back at it.
Back at it. Look forward to seeing you. And look forward to having that game, being on the call. 8 o'clock is part of the Corky Kale Dave Hunter Kickoff Classic this Friday night. Chris Parker, always great catching up with you here. Thanks for sharing some time with us this morning. Look forward to seeing you later on this week.
Yes, sir. See you soon, Sam. Take care.
All right. That is Chris Parker, partner in crime for the Scoreboard Show. We're going to be on the call 8 o'clock Friday night at Barron Stadium in Rome. Creekside in Rome is part of the Corky Kale Dave Hunter Kickoff Classic.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.